Welcome back to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. We are continuing in our conversation that we were having last week about when life gets hard and how we handle it as a family, both the good, the bad, and the ugly, and what God has really been showing us through this process. So if you have not listened to part one, go back and listen to last week's episode because it gives context to what we're going to be talking about today. And today is going to be focusing more on how to navigate grief and suffering like within your family household. And we hope you enjoy this week's episode. So situations like one in four for me involve walking through my friend's suffering. And when John says this is like an underlying thing that's been going on, it's true. And it's been really difficult to watch people you love be in pain not because of sin, but because we live in a fallen world. And I think that's been like the trickiest part of this season, has been holding grief, like being sorrowful for your people, having faith that God can restore, God can heal, and like still living, like still going to work every day to do stuff and to still like come home and be a wife and mom. Yeah, it's been really challenging. And I think one of the things that I've had to navigate through this season is actually telling other people that it's been a hard season. I think it's just so funny to me, probably not to anyone else. I asked my life group for meals because cooking has been hard, which I didn't think this would impact me that much. And then to have like people that you love and people that care for you go out of their way to do that, when I'm typically the one that will go out of my way to like make sure other people are provided for. Like I felt very uncomfortable and I put it off for days because I just didn't want to ask. Because again, it seems like my sorrow is insignificant to other people's.
Mm-hmm. And that's your belief of like to your core of just like, why would I put my own burdens onto other people? Of like, you were almost taught, you're almost led to believe like growing up that like, if you have a problem, if you have something that you can't handle, it's not nice, it's not like the loving thing to do to put that burden onto another person. Mm-hmm. And I would argue, I would say the community of God is there so that we can help each other with our burdens. Mm-hmm. Of like, yes, we live in a difficult time. That's what the Church of God is supposed to be.
Right.
Is to help people when, you know, they stumble, they trip, they fall. It's there to like, hey, I've got you. I'm going to support you. I'm going to love you. I'm going to be there with you. I'm going to walk right by your side of mm-hmm. just like, and that's where the love comes in of, right? Of just like, I'm going to be there while you cannot support yourself.
Yeah.
Knowing that the next day of that, if you are going through a difficult time, that person's going to be right there next to you saying, hey, I got you. Mm-hmm. I love you. I can support you. I will take this burden off of you so that you don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And it is the reality of the church. Mm-hmm. It's not like an ideal. No.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's the reality.
Yeah.
We live in a difficult time. We live in a very messed up time. And to even survive, we need community. Mm-hmm. And so we are so thankful for like our community of just people that are willing to say yes, of like, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And because it may seem insignificant, like a meal, mm-hmm. like, oh, that'll take me 30 minutes to make. Mm-hmm. It's still going to be helpful. It's something that, like, I know for you, like, it's a mental load, not like, mm-hmm. yes, it may only take 30 minutes to prepare, but you're worried about that, like, pretty much all day of, like, what are we going to have for dinner?
Yeah.
And to have that one thing, just to have, like, a freezer meal in the freezer, it's just, like, oh, I don't have to worry about that, and I can actually focus on my other duties. Mm-hmm.
How has this, because we've probably been going through this probably deeply for me for the past couple weeks. Three weeks today. How has it been on you? I haven't asked you this yet.
I feel like I have to pick up the emotional load of our household a little bit more, of just being that, just that consistent, that like has my stuff all together, of like, I can't. And like, I'm willing to do it. It's not like it's difficult.
You're not bitter about it.
No, I'm not bitter about it at all.
At this point in
time. I don't think I will. Okay. Of just taking on that load. And I can see how, like, the kids know that there's something going on. Mm-hmm. Because I know, like, noticed your demeanor change in this past 3 weeks. Of just, like, almost, like, not fully present. Mm-hmm. Of just, like, and quick, because of just like everything that's on your mind, like also just
I'm short
quickly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Easily frustrated, to put it nicely. And so like, one, that's not fair to the rest of us. And I know that that's something we are working through. Mm-hmm. So all in all, I would say like this past three weeks, yes, it's a little bit more on my plate, but it's not a burden, I would say, of like, yes, there's a little bit more. I will say that like it hasn't allowed me to think futuristic, because mm-hmm. I know for myself, it's hard to think if there's too much going on in the present. I can't think about what's next. I get blindsided, or I get blinded by the current situation. So which may or may not be healthy. And I know there's been a couple times where I know that like it's hard to get out of that, like that mental
rut.
Rut, yeah.
I was like, you're doing it with your
hands. Yeah, that's I like that. I could, yes, I could imagine what mm-hmm. it was. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, the wagon, it's stuck in a rut. Mm-hmm. Oregon Trail.
No, a stroller stuck in the train tracks at Disneyland.
Sure, modern example of that, of just like, it's hard to get outside of where you've been for so long. And mm-hmm. especially of just like, for me, I am such a past oriented person. The best
past.
Yeah. Past. What did I say? Did it sound like I said past?
Past. Like you passed a football.
Oh, past oriented person, that, for me to be healthy, like mentally healthy, is to be present. Mm-hmm. If I want to grow, then I need to be future, like what's going to happen futuristically for me.
Yeah.
And I know for you, you're such a futuristic oriented person that you have to ground come your, back.
Yeah,
you
have to ground yourself. Ground myself back in the present.
And understanding that your past does make a difference on Correct. Who you are today. Mm-hmm. So like we all have different orientations to time. That's just how we are as people. And so for me, like if I wanted to start growing, I need to know what am I going to be doing? Because mm-hmm. yes, I'm a stay-at-home parent, but our kids are going to be in full-time school. Yeah. I'm not going to just like do whatever I want to do because it's probably going to cost a lot of money. And so like to figure out what I want to do is like, yeah. Anyways.
I'm assuming because we've had more and more conversations about what the fall is going to look like for our family because the kids will be in full-time school. And I'm assuming now hearing that actually is taking a lot more mental load to think about because there's more in the present that you're dealing with.
Yeah. And so it's a little bit more difficult for me to figure out what I actually want to do mm-hmm. or to even like research what the possibilities are.
Yeah.
Or just to reach out to the person I actually need to talk to about.
I was going to say, yeah.
And have a conversation with him. Right. Because that seems too much effort, too much.
To send a text.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sorry. That belittled that feeling for you. And I apologize.
Well, it's just not just a text because then I'll have to have a conversation, which could take 30 minutes, an hour. And I mm-hmm. feel like I can't fit that in my schedule. Very real, not rational.
It is not rational.
But I feel like that mentally I just can't handle that additional thing.
Yeah, because of where our season is at right now.
Yes.
I feel like I'm finding myself escaping to the future because I don't want to be here in the present.
Because it's too difficult.
Yeah, I just want it to be over.
There's too much burden.
Yeah. So that's why I have 2025 travel plans like mapped out because it's an escape for me to not actually have to deal with what's going on in my present. All this to say, over these last couple of weeks, it's been really challenging. When you think about it, pray for our family. Pray for us to be present where we are, like for me to be present where we are and to share burdens with each other. And for me, and you can chime in, John, to just be open with our community so the church can be the church mm-hmm. with what we're walking through.
Yeah, I think it's too easy to rationalize that like my problem is not that big enough. Like I can Correct. Handle it. Yeah. I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Pull myself up by the bootstraps.
That's my mindset always.
Which I don't think is faith.
Right.
Like a faith is based around a community. Hmm. And that's God's given us a community of fellow believers mm-hmm. to help each other, to share in possessions, to be Christ to each other.
Right. So a little bit different of the last couple episodes of Couples Becoming Intentional. If you are enjoying this content, if you could go ahead and leave a review and a rating over on Apple Podcasts or a rating over on Spotify, you can send John and I a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco or at Jonathan Vaco. We'd love to be able to hear from you and see how and hear from you about what God has been teaching you in your season of life. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.